Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another episode of The Black Hall Show. Jar Ali, Sunny from down the hall, and introducing Sharon B. The coldest, the baddest, the realest show on your radio is already in session.
You repeal a dog's own, don't ask, don't tell. That's when he did that.
Take showers, and I don't want to take a shower with a dude and we hold a conversation, because you know we do talk,
right?
So it's not like you just go in the shower because you're not by yourself.
But just because you hold a conversation with someone in the shower, does that make you gay though?
No, but I don't want to talk to a gay dude knowing he gonna be looking down every now and then, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but
it's not like a casual conversation,
but,
where, you know what I'm saying? Like, one, when you a man, you know your eyes is eyes.
That's like holding a conversation at the urinal.
Like, when you're supposed to talk to a woman, they say keep eye contact or else you're rude and disrespectful. We always look down like, fuck that. Because, yeah, fuck that. We're going to check it out. We going to check it out.
Right.
But when you dealing with a man in the shower, that shit, same rule apply. Eye contact. Don't look down. Don't look left. Don't look right. Nigga, if you're talking to me, you're talking to the eyes. Don't do nothing else or else I'm going to think something weird. And you get some dudes that'll be like, yeah, how you doing? And bing, you be like, you son of a bitch! Oh! You start turning away.
Yeah.
So, but just because they happen to look down, does that make them gay?
Yes, I mean, look down at my penis.
Curious.
Okay, so
fuck that,
at least curious.
You're right. Yeah,
that
too.
Shit happened to me before, too. I'll
right,
tell that story later on, but go ahead.
But okay, so how come it's always, like, you know, okay for, like, women to give other women compliments about, you know, their body?
That's what I want to know.
But then,
like,
men,
I don't understand,
you know,
that.
Like
women kiss on the lips and shit. I love my brother, but if he kiss me on the lips, I'm going to uppercut the shit out of him. I better be on my deathbed and he better be telling me I'm dying.
If I kiss
some
you on
shit,
the lips,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, that is not
right?
Me.
I'm dying. He better be saying he dying. That's the only reason he ever kissed me. Women, I watch women kiss. I watch women touch breasts. I watch women touch, this is nice, this is that. You know, I watched it.
Okay. All right. But,
always you, every time.
Damn real.
Damn
real.
Damn.
But I feel where you're coming from. I feel where you're coming from on it. You know what I'm saying? But brothers don't play by the same rules as the sisters do.
But I can understand that. But I'm just saying, just because someone's talking to you and they just happen to look and y'all, it doesn't mean they're gay.
I don't know,
I don't,
man.
Feel like
it's like you're looking, right?
Exactly.
It's not like I would ever walk past somebody else's joint and then look at them and be like,
okay,
oh, he has a nice car.
Okay.
Ain't no way in hell.
So you say that, you know, then why you looking, that's gay. But like I just said, women can compliment other women on their body,
you guys,
and things like that.
Yes,
but
for some reason it's acceptable.
Gay?
No, it makes you a woman, because I mean, and women, look.
Well, in my mind, it makes you kind of freaky. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh,
I'd be lying if I said I didn't. Like, I didn't want to jump in. It's kind of like I was fighting. I counted. I told you I did my counting. One Mississippi, two Mississippi. I got the three. I'm getting better.
Okay.
I like to get to five, but I got the three. I got the three Mississippi, and it came out. I think you're a little freaky, because I've never looked at a dude and thought anything sexual. Like, when I see women go to the strip club with their men.
Okay, I'm not
would you do
saying.
That? Would you do that? Question. Would you do that? Would you go to a strip club with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to see what he's looking at and what he likes. So then when I go home, I know that, you know, hey, I'm going to try my best to give it to him like he like it. So, yeah, that doesn't make me... Okay, you look at porn. And you look at men and women in porn.
She can tell that from you already. That
so,
you look at fucking
well,
I don't. That's kind of fucking funny. I'm a little fucking mad right now. Because I've been trying my best not to. So I ain't look at porn in the past 6 months, and that shit drive me a little crazy.
6 months?
Yeah, six
last
months.
Last year?
Yeah, 6 months. It's been 6 months.
Okay.
I'm getting kind of upset. She brought it up.
Topic for another conversation again. I get it.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, like, if you look at porn, you have naked women in there, and you have naked men in there. You can't tell me that you've not seen a naked dick going to somebody's
yes, but
vagina.
I don't focus on the
okay.
naked penis.
Okay,
I
but you've seen
her.
It, though.
Wait.
No,
I know why I don't focus on the penis, because I never watch a porn where it's just one woman.
Okay, I'm not saying that you're focusing.
I'm gonna be a freak. I'm gonna watch at least
but do you understand
four or five
what I'm
women
saying?
In one dude.
I'm not
gonna watch just one chick in one dude. I ain't in
but
love.
But I'm
with
not
dude.
Saying you're focused.
I get you that.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand. I'm not saying you're focusing on a penis, but you at some point is gonna have to see that penis into that vagina.
It's not.
So, but does that make you gay?
No, it's not.
But
that
you can be in a stall beside somebody.
Listen,
and look down at them.
Listen, Linda,
no, that's even another thing. See, I'm glad you brought that up.
Linda, listen.
Okay.
If anybody is watching a porn flick, first off, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Keep watching porn.
Right.
Secondly, okay.
Yeah,
it does. It's all over the internet. Look, secondly, I'm watching porn.
Right.
I'm watching the movie. There's no way I can edit this movie. Okay? Now, if a dude is standing next to me in the next stall, and we look over, and at the same time, we just happen to be looking over the stall, and we lock eyes, I can edit that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can stop that shit right then.
Okay. Mm.
Much less for peeping over.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes me curious when I peep over.
Mm-hmm.
I know we doing the same thing on the same, you know what I'm saying, on the same level, on different sizes of the fence.
And I heard a woman say, I think it's gay that men stand next to each other in a urinal and they pee and they don't have a guard.
No.
Like she what said, the fuck
a,
is that?
Exactly. Yeah. A woman said to me, she said, I think it's gay that men go take a piss instead of having, you know, we have the urinal. Instead of having a guard to hide us, she said she thinks it's gay because we can automatically look. And I was like, really?
No. So back
said,
to what
you
were
look,
saying.
I think it's gay. I ain't got to look. I'm not looking. I know what I got.
So back to what you were saying, editing, right?
Yeah.
Back okay, to the editing. But if you're looking at a porn and you see something, you can do like you did when you was a kid. Remember, you used to hide your eyes like this when you was a kid? Hide your eyes like that.
I
and you don't
that.
See the point, the piss,
I really
and then
hate
go
it,
back.
Though. I'm mad you
that's
brought
editing.
That shit up. I really, my mom used to do that when all the shit get too little good. Oh. She bow, and she had a ring, and it would always smack the shit. Yeah, see, I didn't touch you because I got this ring, and it would hurt.
I
she would, oh, yeah, right? She would always bow. My pops, he'd be like this.
Why
he would let me get it.
Right,
let me see. But dad would be like,
oh, with space in.
Yeah, there you go, boy. And I'd be like,
right
that's
on.
My dog.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like a certain like
that, yeah.
Rules for men and women,
yeah.
And I think it's stupid.
And it is. Mm. And it is. Nobody's arguing that fact that
right.
There are separate rules, separate standards, the whole nine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But nobody should be peeping over. I mean, if you peeping over, you
asking for it. It's
yeah,
like if you take
no, you looking for it.
And what happened if you just happen to look up, you see a female doing this cool shit? You could be like, hold on, man. What the fuck you doing? Right?
So
that's the same thing as if we taking a piss
so for,
and a dude like, yeah, hold on, dude, what you doing? Why you peeping over? Something wrong with you.
Check,
right? Think about
check,
it. If you ever, have one. You ever looked up and seen a female looking over?
Well, I've never been in close
but
proximity with someone like that.
You taken a dump in private before. You ever looked up and seen some chick
looking,
no,
looking
I've
over?
Never, no,
exactly.
It don't happen
exactly.
In your world.
Exactly.
Right.
It don't happen in your world. It happens in ours.
Exactly.
So
men,
so
man,
in
dudes would be in there and be like, you'd be like, this motherfucker, I caught him looking. I don't want to hit this motherfucker because if I hit him, I'm going to catch a gay charge.
So
you
sitting
and
down
you don't
on the toilet
catch a gay
and
charge.
You look up and somebody's looking over the stall at you?
No. Listen. Basically, what we're talking about right now is the fact that you're standing next to each other.
Right.
He and I will be standing next to each other. Total strangers. We ain't boys. Boom. First of all, rule number one is wall or no wall, partition or no partition
there's
between
always
urinals.
A wall.
There's
you know always a wall.
But whether there's one or not,
there's always a physical wall.
If there's any other available urinal, take the motherfucker.
Oh, don't so come stand beside you.
Exactly. Don't do this.
So if, it,
fuck
so,
is
so,
you doing?
So if it's six urinals,
it should be
and
you at the first one, me in the middle,
right.
And him at the end.
Right.
We should never be like this.
That should be at least one urinal space. That's an unspoken brother rule. Across the board. You
unspoken
know what I'm
brother rule or unspoken male rule?
Male rule. Fuck brothers. Male rule. It should be an unspoken male rule. Not just something we not it shouldn't be some shit that's regional or cultural. It should be something that's fucking universal.
Well, okay, so let me ask this question. So you
because
said a brother rule, right?
Man
said
rule.
Man rule.
I said brother rule.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But I look at it
in Japan, them dudes do that. Especially if you're a foreigner, an Asian dude, if he ain't never seen a black dick or a foreign dick, I'm not gonna lie, he will come and do this shit. You'd be like,
and that would piss me off.
Yes, and but we can't react because they're gonna hit us with that charge of you foreign.
And
that shit
way,
pissed me off.
Yeah, while you talking about it, give me some space because that shit ain't
right?
Making me feel
right
now. Right. You see what I'm saying? It's like that.
Every man need his space.
So we ain't checking each other like that. But you know what I'm saying? As far as the women thing go, I think.
No, I was saying, because
I think y'all got it nice because y'all always in privacy. Right, you got your little stall. When you go in there, it's just you. It's always you going in.
So what I was trying to say is, is it like a black thing? Because you probably have two white guys and they're friends or whatever, and they go to the bathroom and they sit there and talk and look or whatever, but it doesn't mean, you know, that they're gay.
I think it's cultural.
I think it's cultural.
I think we do. Because think about it. We know better.
I'm not saying
I think
the fact
when
that
they do it, I think they don't see nothing wrong with it.
Right. I don't
that's
think
like how we said about the joke. Remember, like I said, come on, it's
you.
Funny if
you.
A black dude said it, but when a white dude said it, something weird.
Right.
So it's just the same
way. I got you and I'm feeling you. I feel where both of y'all coming from. And not saying that I've used more public restrooms than, you know, say y'all or whatever, but it's like I've seen and I've heard conversations get cut off real quick between cats when they come in, you know what I'm saying, come
but
into
cats,
the
cats. So when you talking about cats, like dudes, you call
guys.
Them guys to, okay, guys.
You know what I'm saying? Men in general. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, they kill conversations. They come through the door having this conversation. And as soon as they're ready to approach their station, conversation stops. You know what I'm saying? And then the conversation resumes back at the sink.
Right.
It's an unspoken rule. And I've seen this from black dudes, white dudes. You know what I'm saying? It's just like.
And he had been here the fuck out.
Yeah.
True story. I was chilling and I had to take care of Don King. He came in. Japanese dude wanted to shake his hand. And he was like, no, because you wash your hands beforehand. And he said, what? And I had to translate. And that's kind of weird because I don't speak dick talk like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my dick is my dick. I can talk about that.
Right.
But he said, yo, he said, listen, you didn't wash your hands first. And Don King had this thing about washing his hands before he used the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So while I was doing the security, I noticed every time he go to the bathroom, he washes his hands and then he go take a piss. Well, I said, so I didn't understand that. And he told the Japanese dude, he said, because it's an orifice. Anytime we got an orifice, you can get sick and get a disease. So wash your hands first before you touch yourself. He said, then I wouldn't have a problem shaking your hand. He said, but I noticed when you came in, you just went straight here. You didn't wash your hand. And you touched your stuff. He said, I can't trust you now. I was like, wow. And no bull crap. I went home and I watched that movie, Ali, when it had Will Smith and it had the Don King. And he did something. He said to himself, he said, I always wash my hands. No, it was the one with Don King. It was mostly about Don King. It had Vin Rames. Mm-hmm. And Vin Rames was playing Don King. Only in America, he was doing that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to the guy, he went to shake his hand when he was pissing. He was like, you nasty, you pissing. He said, I washed my hands before I touched myself.
Mm-hmm.
But he never explained why. Years later, when he came to Japan, he said that shit in the bathroom because I was in the bathroom with him, making sure nothing happened. You know, I'm just not watching him piss. I'm just in there. You know, and the Japanese dude realized, oh shit, next to me is Don King. And he was like, you boxing legend. But he couldn't say his name. And he was like, he wanted to shake his hand. He's like, no, because you didn't wash your hands beforehand. He said, I wouldn't care after that. And I was like, ugh. You know, because I don't want to touch or talk.
Right.
You know, like, that's, ugh. You know, that's like a girl next to you. Be like, hey, girl, how you doing? Hey, shut the hell up. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do and leave. You know, I don't know you. And that's what happened. So I was like, wow.
Okay.
That was a little weird to me, you know, and I learned from that. So before and that stuck with me, even now to this day, before I go to the bathroom, they be like, what's wrong with that? Shit, I'm like, Don King. His name is King for a reason. Watch that shit, because like he said, it's an orifice. And it's like little stuff in life that just come back to you. You be somewhere else, and you see someone, and be like, why you do that? I wasn't want to do that. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
And there it is, people. Just a little short and sweet episode to get us back into the groove of this thing. We've been gone for a little while, but, you know, it happens. Shout out to all my cohorts. My man Sonny from down the hall. The self-proclaimed Mr. Perfect. And to the beautiful, the illustrious, the talented Miss Sharon B. Right on. I feel it's only fitting that we give her the opportunity on this episode to sign us off. So, Miss Lady, whenever you're ready, step to the mic and send us off with a good one. For sure you'll be back many more episodes than this one.
Hey, thanks for listening to us, and I hope that you catch us again. I had a great time speaking with these two guys, so I look forward to chatting with you guys again. Bye.
This has been a One United Radio production. For more great content just like this, be sure to tune to oneunitedradio.com. All black, all real, all the time. One United Radio.